For many years I was writing these words. The body behind the words was invisible. Now I'm writing these bodies, with my body and the bodies of dancers. Between writing these words and writing these bodies, finally there is no difference for me. Only that the body of the author is visible on stage and part of the writing. Not only words are writing a text, also bodies are telling a story. When people ask me, "Are you still writing?" most of the times I answer, "No, not with words." Now I'm writing with the body. As Pier Paolo Pasolini said, throwing the body into the fight. I don't like competition on stage. Every dancer is different and everyone has his own quality. In this sense, there's also no competition between words and movements. When I started to work on my first dance pieces, I wanted to express with the body what I can't express with words. If I could say it with words, I would do it. A text is a text, and if the text is strong, I don't have to add a very special movement. If there's spoken text on stage, I try to make people listen to this text. Look when there's nothing to see, and listen when there's nothing to hear. This sentence from the Indians I have in my head for a very long time. With my work, I try to give people the possibility to see and to listen. And for me, it's easier when I don't get too many information at the same time. The overkill of information I have in daily life and television. I remember when I have played in a rehearsal of Sartre, The Rite of Spring, an interview with Igor Stravinsky. The technical quality of the recording was not very good, and it was difficult to understand what Stravinsky was saying. You needed to concentrate to understand his words. During the rehearsal, I worked also at the light desk and turned the light down. At the end, there was nearly nothing to see on stage, but I could understand the text. In the darkness, images came up and you could see what Stravinsky described. At the end of the piece, the audience and dancers are listening together to Stravinsky. I was guided by no system in the Sacre du Printemps and no theory. I had only my ear to help me. I heard and I wrote what I heard. I am the vessel through which the sacre passed. In 1994, I created my first solo, Meinwärts. In this and other pieces for myself, I read some text fragments, but I don't dance to the text. In Meinwärts, I'm standing behind a music stand and read the text from papers in front of me. For example, sentences as, "The man's skin seemed paper thin. You could feel his bones through his t-shirt when you embraced him. As a stranger touches the back of the man's neck and his bare arms, he is reminded of a baby's skin. When he dies of AIDS, the 27-year-old smooths baby oil onto one of his arms and tucks a teddy that had grown soft in his embraces." There is spoken text on stage and there are the lyrics of the songs. Both have their value, and when I create a piece, it is important for me to know the text of the songs that I want to play in the performance. If the song is in a language which I don't speak, I try to find the translation. Of course, it makes a difference if you understand, for example, the lyrics of Peggy Lee's "Is That All There Is?" Leo Ferré's "Avec le temps," or Carlos Gardel's "El día que me quieras," or if you don't. With my work, I discover more and more the power and beauty of music. I love the human voice and like to listen to people when they speak or when they sing. For example, Maria Callas in my piece 36 Avenue Georges Mandel, in which she is singing beautiful arias and talking about her life. What am I? Is he only a machine to singing? She asks and answers herself. No, she is a human being. I need help too. Life, they say, it's terrible. Of course life is terrible, and so make it that way. Life is hard. Of course it's hard. Since I was a child and you, I have to help myself. After this sentence, she sings an aria from Camille Saint-Saëns, Printemps qui commence, spring which is beginning, bringing hope to hearts in love. Often I choose a song for a piece because the text is important for me, and connected with the music, the text is reaching another level. You listen not only with your ears, and you can suddenly understand words and languages you never have spoken. I don't think about dramaturgy. The structure of a piece should be clear. It's very simple. I have to come from one point to another point, and I shouldn't have to think about it during the performance. When I have to think what's coming next, then something is wrong, and I have to work on the dramaturgy of the piece. Finally, it should be very natural for the performer to go from one point to another. Everything should be connected with everything, as in life.